Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon, man. My name is Walter, and I'm calling you for an opinion survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. All the people around your neighborhood are already doing it. These reports go to Congress so they know exactly what to do with your community. It's only a few questions. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Now, are you 21 years old and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian?
African-American.
Okay. Wonderful. Now, I know it's still a long way, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Definitely.
Okay, wonderful. Now, if you don't mind, may I ask your age?
60-plus.
Okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for the voting of this year's presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number in between. 10? Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you for your answer, man. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
I would say somewhat closely.
Okay. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, thank you for your answer. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve, considering, you know, the climate.
Okay, great. Thinking about the direction of the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is heading?
Are you speaking in terms of the policies and work that's being done right now, or, you know, climate of the
Yes, in every single term, politics, crime, money issues.
I'm going to say satisfied. I'm going to say satisfied.
Okay. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I would say getting better. Just probably not in areas that some people can recognize.
All right. Now, this question is very important. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You could select up to two: border security, combating division and racism, creating more jobs and raising wages, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, protecting abortion rights, making college more affordable and forgiving student debts, reducing crime, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, improving kindergarten to 12 public school education, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs. You could pick two.
Oh, wow.
I know they're all important, but
I think there was one about jobs.
Creating more jobs and raising wages?
Yes, that's one.
Okay. One more?
And then, it's really tough. But I'm going to think the state about the folks that I talked to and what I think will help him. I'm going to say the inflation issue. You know, there are some that feel strongly about the border too.
Fighting inflation is always the best of good. Okay, yeah. Great. Thank you for your answer. I know it was tough. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And so 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have any opinion or have never heard of this person or organization, please say so. Joe Biden.
Okay. 100.
Okay. Mark K. Robinson.
Oh, my gosh. 0.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Lord. 30.
Okay. Josh Stein.
I'll say 90.
Okay. Jill Stein.
I'm not familiar.
Okay,
with
no.
Her.
Okay, no worries. Never heard of her. Okay, Republican.
I think I've heard of her, but I just don't have an opinion because I don't know why I've heard of her.
No problem. Okay, Republicans in Congress.
It's not all of them, but a whole bunch of them. I'm going to say 40.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
90.
Okay. Tim Scott.
Oh, boy, so disappointing. 40.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Oh, 0. Clear.
Democrats in Congress.
We've got knuckleheads, but you say 85.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I know that it's still a long way off, but in the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cordell West, Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. For whom will you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
I'm not undecided. I'm settled. Biden.
Biden, okay. Okay, in the general elections for governor of North Carolina were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Josh Stein, Republican...
It's Stein. I'm settled.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Where is it? Josh Stein. Okay, right here. Okay, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about the President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
Yes, I've keep up with it. I get some notifications.
Yes, a lot.
So, a lot.
Okay. All right, no problem. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Much more favorable? Somewhat more favorable? Someone less favorable? Much less favorable?
More favorable.
Okay. All right, and why would that be, ma'am?
It was about the what he's trying to do with the spouses of citizens. He's going to go ahead and give them green cards just to make things easier for the families. I think that's a good thing. He's a very compassionate man. He's not perfect, but huge difference between him and Trump.
I got you. I understand. Thank you for your answer. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
A little, but I don't need to hear anymore. It just continues to disgust me.
Okay. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him, or less favorable towards him? Much more?
Less. Much more.
Okay. And why is that?
The using people, I guess he thought he was going to play on to those that graduate automatically get. And he said he's the counter argument, except that it's a certain type of people. So I don't want to sound biased, but
no, I understand. I totally understand your point. Totally understand your point of view. All right, let's see now. Let's continue so we could, I don't want to take too much of your time. So, let me see. All right, so he's using people. Okay, so now I'd like to read you what some other have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the lack of quality education opportunities, the lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the Supreme Court running back rights and freedom, stagnant wages.
I got my two.
Okay.
Donald Trump getting elected and the rise of white supremacy, which kind of the two of them kind of go hand in hand.
Okay.
It will continue as he gets elected, for sure.
I understand. No problem. We already are 68, okay? So we're going to finish soon. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with it, with that issue. Now, tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs. Biden much better. Biden somewhat better. Trump somewhat better. Trump much better.
Biden
much better.
Much better.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fixing the immigration system.
Biden much better.
The Supreme Court. Okay. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
I don't know if either one of them can help at this point. We already got them in there, but I'm going to say Biden much better.
Okay. Growing the U.S. economy.
Biden much better for everybody.
Yeah. Rising crime and violence.
Biden much better.
Okay. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Oh, definitely he'll handle it better. Biden.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And generally speaking, does President Biden handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him? Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable? Don't know.
Somewhat more favorable.
Okay. And in your, and as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Fair.
Very fair or somewhat fair?
Very fair, just like it would be for any other. Actually, I think he got probably more consideration than a regular person would, but I'm going to say very fair.
Okay, thank you. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his reporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he is now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Strongly agree?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree?
Disagree.
Okay, thank you. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often? Often? Mm-hmm. Not often? Not at all?
Not often.
Okay, no problem. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, other?
Other.
Okay. All right, now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college and vocational certificates, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's degree.
Master's, well, I have something even, I have more education even than that. I have a certificate, I guess the highest thing you have on there is master's, you can put master's.
No, I have a doctorate as well.
Well, I'm in between. It's called an educational specialist degree. So it's in between. It's after the master's, but before the doctorate.
All right, I'm going to put postgraduate.
Okay.
All right, no problem. Okay, now we already at 90. Are you married or married, single, separated, divorced, widow?
Married.
Okay. God bless. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? It doesn't have to be your no, okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative,
moderate,
okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Every week, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Oh, no. It's multicultural, so.
So half?
I would say half, yeah. We got a blend.
Okay. All right. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Okay. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Now, this is the last question. I'm sorry that I have to ask, because you already told me that you're married. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay. This concludes our survey. I want to thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. You go ahead and have a wonderful rest of your day, okay, man?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Vaya, sí, me salió una como mierda. Vamos, mierda. Puta. Ah, la verga. Vale, va. Puta, que no me podía ir sin nada, como a mierda, aunque sea una, solo falta una hora ya. Oh, ahí no pone nada el cerote de Oscar, ¿ve? Ay, no voy a ser otra persona porque enseguida, ay, bravo, eso. Pues sí, es verdad.